Hello, friends. It is your hosts, Janelle and Kendall, coming to you live from our not fuck ass set, our bomb ass set, you could say. Our brand new set is finally done. Here we are. Can we just have a moment?
Woo! This has been about 8 months coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so fucking excited, you guys. We're obsessed, and I hope that you like it as much as we do, because we put a lot of thought, time, effort, blood, sweat, tears, you name it, into this. And we're just like so, so proud of how it turned out.
Yeah. And it's just so homey. I'm so comfortable. I feel I got really sick of that temp set.
Yeah.
And this is cool because this is the first recording in any of the new sets that you guys are going to actually see.
Oh my God, that's true.
Yes. I think Mile Higher this week will still be on the last set.
Yep.
And Lights Out, I don't know.
Lights Out.
But you will see them all soon. I'm sure my show will be the last one to be seen.
I think Mile Higher, technically. Time.
Oh, is it? Oh,
maybe I don't know. Whatever.
You'll see them all soon, but Sesh gets to be first, and we are so, so excited. I feel like our eyes are going to be looking weirdly around because our cameras are all different. So just a heads up on that, we're going to be getting used to this new setup.
Yeah, the placement's different. Mm-hmm. And also, this is going to be a problem, but there's a camera TV right below us that shows what camera is being used currently. And so we can see ourselves.
It's very distracting. It's hard not to look at it.
And as a Leo, I love nothing more than my own reflection. So I'm going to get away from this, but we'll work on it. Also, Sydney has a new set too.
Checking out.
Oh my God, the milk. Oh my God, that is so cute. I haven't seen it yet.
Yes, so cute. So cute.
Oh, so cute.
Our strawberry milk computer.
All of the shows got like custom computers that my husband was very into.
Yes.
That are all like themed to the shows.
Yep.
You know, ours just was strawberry milk because it's cute.
It's cutesy.
It has a straw. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like, are you joking?
Adorable.
It's a straw and
Sydney,
a cow.
Can you drink out of it? Ooh, delicious.
And she's got her little cutesy on-air sign.
Yes.
She has her cute little shelf. We have our curtains. We have been
working on this
for a long time. I'm trying to think. This building was built back in, like, very end of December, early January.
Yeah.
And we built it from nothing, just mm-hmm. dirt. And so it was a lot of work to get the sets built, get them designed.
They're so much bigger than our other sets, too. We just have so much extra storage room for each show and so much more space to breathe. We have space for our wires. The fire marshal isn't going to hit us up.
No.
Being like, get this shit together. It's insane.
No, we have great cable management.
I'm so pumped. And Sydney, you did a great job on this set. And Janelle, you too. I know you put a lot of work into it as well.
It looks so good.
Sydney, what's your favorite item? What's your favorite design element?
Oh, that's so hard. I love my on-air sign because
it's so cutesy.
You know, you guys have your sign.
Yes.
Cool to have my own sign, but I don't know. I just love it. It feels like cozy and just comfortable in here. It doesn't feel like overwhelming.
Yeah.
Just, I love it.
Yeah. Great vibes. I'm really proud of us.
This has
been an intense year for the Sesh. We've been through a lot.
Yes.
A lot of things people don't even know about. And I'm just really proud to be here.
Yes.
After all of the bullshit we have endured this year. And it feels like we're in such a great space. And I love our audience. I love this show so much. I love doing this show so much.
I'm so glad that we're off of the blue booth. That was ungodly uncomfortable. You guys, like, that thing sucked.
Like I said, my chiropractor literally told me we needed to get rid of it. It was messing on my back. So this is a million times better.
We have our green comfy chairs. We have the cutest rug you can see on the main shot here. It's this pink, like kind of velvet looking rug.
Mm-hmm. Your background.
My little shelving guy here with Max, our sheep, obviously.
It cuts off on your shot. But
on the main shot, you can see Max. And I'm still trying to like figure out exactly how I want this part to look. I think I want a little either Bijan figurine or a little picture of Charlie somewhere on it
because it's my boy, like a little one.
And
be cute.
We're just so excited. Kendall has this gorgeous. What is that?
So I bought this as a gift to myself. I think when I hit 2 million subscribers, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 3. I don't know. I don't remember. But it was like, I dropped some coin on this thing, like a couple hundred bucks.
And it's an agate,
really,
right?
Really proud of it. Yes, it's a, no, it's a Mexican onyx.
Ooh, okay.
And I haven't been able to put it up in my house anymore. It was in my house for years, and then I had kids, and I was like, this is a major hazard for children.
Yes.
So it has been in storage, and we were going through the garage the other day here at our studio, and I saw it, and I was like, I want this on my set. I just, it's so beautiful. I love it. I kind of hate that the microphone stands blocking it, but we'll figure that out. Yeah, we have new headphones. We're just, everything is so nice. Everything is so new, and I'm just so excited.
Yes.
This feels great.
And I'm so pumped.
We even have fun. We have way better lighting, very professional lighting. That shout out to our boy Tom, really put some work into getting the lighting right for all of our shows. And all of our shows are set up and ready to record on, which is so cool.
They just recorded lights out this morning.
Mm-hmm. We had a big big day on Saturday. Everyone full hands on deck, everybody. Yep. And it was actually such a fun day, though.
It was.
Everyone was so pumped. We had fun music. I was playing The Offspring.
Yep. Which one is that?
No self-esteem. Oh, yeah, that, you know, mm-hmm. Haley and me were bumping it out.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of vocal stems, Janelle has not stopped all day with her vocal stem. We both have one.
Say a little prayer for you.
So that's from TikTok, right?
Good morning, I wake up. All my makeup, say a little prayer for you.
Oh, yeah, I have seen people do that dance.
What's yours?
Well, I've decided I don't know if I can do TikTok anymore because I'm so much better than everyone else.
Oh.
And I'm above TikTok now.
Oh.
But for real, every time I do get on the TikTok app, I end up with an annoying vocal stem. And it drives me insane. It drives Josh insane. What was it? Like a week ago, I was doing White Boy Wasted Channing Tatum.
That was from TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it this week?
This week, have you heard of Drake the Musical?
No.
You're not on Drake musical TikTok?
Nope.
Someone made a musical version of Drake's new shitty song, one of his new shitty songs. And it is so funny. It's like, Makish on the beat, shebang, all of my ops, they dead. Like, I cannot stop. How do they gas me up? Where does it go, my head? You haven't seen this? Can I show it to
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Drake the Musical. I'm going to send it to Sydney.
I'm surprised I haven't seen it. We're on different sides of TikTok. It's crazy.
I can't stop seeing Drake on fucking all my apps. It's pissing me off. I follow Complex, and they have done like a Drake post every few hours about his stupid 20 versus one. Like, he dated like 20 people in some episode and bought this girl a house. And I keep seeing all of these posts about it. I'm like, I don't care. I hate Drake. How do I get rid of him? And now it's my whole TikTok feed too. I cannot escape Drake. Drake's haunting my dreams. I literally woke up with this, Makish on the beat, shebang. Okay, check this out, though. It's actually hilarious.
There's a fucking fly in here.
I think this is the funniest thing I've seen in so long. Maybe you won't think it's as funny as me, but me and Josh were laughing our asses off at this last night. These are real Drake lyrics.
Ice. On the beat, shebang. All of my ops, they dead.
This is giving Boogie and the Beast.
Why do they gas me up? Where does it go, my head?
Wait, this is kind of good.
Mama, how much I got? A lot. Don't leave again, I won't. Thinking of trying me, do like Bryson. Pussy as nigger, then don't. Can I forgive? I can't. What do good. I need? Some head. Shorty keep asking the date. She trying to finesse Polly Market for bread.
Bando.
Where is the beef? It's cooked.
You can pause.
Where is the...
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to listen to the whole thing, but this fuck-ass spider just ruined my life. I was having my Drake musical moment, and now there's a spider in our room! Guys, in our brand new set, there's a spider in here. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, it's a brand new building.
All right. Well, now you guys get to watch Sydney try to kill it.
So she is as a producer, not the one to do this.
Boy, he's booked. Skirt, skirt. Don't even recognize none of the names at the top of the charts. I looked, huh? Am I upset? A bit. Last one you dropped was
shit.
I did press play on that hole.
Mid, mid, mid.
Skip, skip.
Anyway. Isn't that excellent?
So that's actually really good.
I know, and I can't stop singing it.
Go ahead.
Why do they gas me up? Where does it go, my head?
You're kind of good.
Oh, thanks. It sounds like Josh Groban, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. I love him.
I do, too.
He's hot.
He is hot. He is hot.
Yeah, I just I figured I'd get that first relapse out of the way. God, what's happened to our family? Everything is so messed up.
I like your vocal stem.
Thank you.
I like the shebang.
McKeesh on the beat, shebang.
Say
all
it
my
up your
ops, they dead. Our fucking brains.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, finished The Woman.
Oh, yes. I knew we were going to need to talk about this.
You guys.
Time for Sesh Book Club.
This was the best book I've ever read in my life. Now,
Excuse me, you didn't read it.
This
I
is
have
the
to
best
know.
Book I have ever listened to in my... This is the best story I've ever listened to in my life. Now, I will say I've only listened slash read to about 4 1/4 books in my life, but this is the best one. And I just need everyone to know that it changed my life, and Frankie McGrath is my hero.
Yes, and we all carry a little bit of Frankie. You know, Janelle and I now really, this is so nice that you're now into listening to books too, because we can talk about them.
Yes.
And I'm trying to find Janelle's net. Well, I guess she's on to The Nightingale.
I just started The Nightingale this morning.
I'm sure
about 10
hundreds
minutes
of you are
yes.
familiar with The Nightingale. It's one of the most popular books ever. So good.
It was
so good.
I'm excited. I've heard it's amazing. Kristen Hannah is an incredible author, and that's all I have to say. Thank you
so
much.
She's so good. I'm almost done with The Great Alone, which is also really good. It's just definitely not as good as The Women. I'm trying to decide if I liked The Nightingale or The Women more. I think I liked The Women more. But it's been a while since I listened to The Nightingale.
I started it for you guys. Well,
yes.
And because I kind of wanted to know what you guys are talking about.
It's so good, Sydney.
It's
and it
really
has,
good.
I think it's the best ending of a book ever. It's just
I weeped
no
last
notes.
Night. I wept while John was napping. I was weeping next to him. He opened his eye and he's like, I was like, I love my book. He was like, okay.
I've done this with Josh so many times. Like, can I just tell you about it?
No, I was like, you don't understand. I was telling him about it. He's like, aw, Frankie
McGrath. Don't you wish they were real people? Ethel and Barb.
So ugh, good. Love them so much.
What's so funny too is every time Janelle and I have talked about The Women, we end up saying the same things at the same time in our text. It's actually weird. Like the other night we were talking about like, oh yeah, I wish they were real people. And at the same time we texted,
but in a way,
they are. Because they are, all, they represent women as a whole. All of
so
us.
So good.
Know? Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. So definitely check it out.
For the
haven't.
Five of you who care.
Mm.
Oh, actually, no, I got five. A lot of DMs of when I posted about The Women. People were like, it's so good.
Kristen Hannah's an extremely popular author.
Amazing.
I see why. I mean, her writing is just fantastic. How old is Kristen Hannah?
I was listening
50,
to...
60, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was listening to her talk about her writing during that book, and she said that she was in, like... grade school when Vietnam was happening.
Yeah.
So she's 65.
Okay. That makes
Period.
Sense. Yeah. Yeah. She's been writing for a long time.
I
Big
love
fan.
Her.
Big fan.
Well,
you know, I used to, at the beginning of this year, I've been so transformed. I thought Freida McFadden was the best writer. She's actually kind of a joke.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like good popcorn thrillers. And I loved The Housemaid and The Tenant. And, you know, I really like that new one, The Divorce. But it's like the writing is not, it's not Kristen Hannah. I mean, even The Tenant, which, you know what I mean? Like, it's like watching a TV show versus watching a really good movie.
No, Kristen Hannah, like, transformed me.
Exactly.
I mean, The Women by Kristen Hannah transformed me.
Yes.
The Tenant was just, like, a fun thing to listen
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
But also, I feel like I can't have an opinion because I don't... Those are literally the two books I've listened to pretty much ever.
Well, I have a lot of...
Oh, and
reviews.
Yesteryear.
You can check out my Goodreads and... I'm on my 28th right now, so I have a lot of just the year. So I have a lot of good options, but
okay,
yeah, I think The Nightingale's going to be good for you. I think it's longer.
It is longer.
Mm-hmm. So that'll take you. But you got through The Women pretty fast. I was impressed.
I think like, what was that, 2 or 3 weeks?
I think like two.
I listened to it on 1.5, and it's still not
That's
that fast.
That's crazy.
No, it's not. And
That's
I just
so
love it
me.
So much.
I think my
so
brain's
good.
Too slow for that. You're just smarter than me and younger. Younger, yes.
Smarter, also yes.
Smarter, also yes. Speaking of smart, should we go ahead and put on our idiot costumes?
Yes, it is time to rejoin the courtroom.
You are about to enter the courtroom.
I'm Judge Janelle.
I'm Judge Ray.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is
The Sesh.
Order.
Order in the court.
Court is in session.
Parole officer, can you pick us up where we left off? Last week, we had a few convicts who were really not cooperating. We had to reschedule their hearings.
Yes.
So we are revisiting those. And then I believe we are looking at a few new ones today.
Yes. Okay. So we had to reschedule some hearings because we ran out of time. But we're back. And we don't have massive characters anymore.
Oh, yeah. That was a problem, too.
That was the issue.
Remember, Matt Rife's teeth were just
Yes. That's what I was trying to say in the beginning. Yes.
All right,
they were
go.
Not cooperating.
Thank you.
All right. We are back to Sesh Prison.
And let's remember who is where. We have assigned Worgen Mollen to work release. We have Worgen Caleb release. Hammer in Gen Pop along with Nick Vile.
Mm-hmm.
And then in maximum security,
right to them, right away.
Tom Sandoval,
mm-hmm.
George
Santos, Mr. Beast, Jillian Michaels,
mm-hmm.
and then in solitary confinement we have Tyra Banks, Sonia Dekar, Kate Goslin, Nicki Minaj,
and Tiger King.
Yep, the Tiger. What is his actual name?
No one knows.
Okay, no one needs to know.
And of course
in death row,
and again this is not a death threat, it's just a vibe.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We have James Charles,
mm-hmm.
and Colleen Ballinger.
I will never be able to say her name right. Colleen it's Colleen to me forever.
That's fine.
Yes. Colleen. Okay, who do we have on trial today?
Okay, next up we have Matt Rife.
Right to jail right away.
Ah, Matt Rife, he's one of the ones that was rescheduled. Where are we putting his ass?
I think we should also punish him for being a piece of shit last week and messing up our
segment.
Oh,
yeah. Also, did you see his latest thing?
No, what's he doing now?
Oh, yeah, he posted an apology that linked to a site selling special needs helmets.
Yep, that was the worst.
That's just bad.
Very bad. Yeah, we will review his full charges. But what's the latest, Janelle?
So, Matt Rife and a YouTuber, Elton Casty, posted a video related to the allegedly haunted Warren house that they had purchased.
Now, so, Matt also bought something else, like an Annabelle doll, a famous haunted item recently.
He bought a house.
I don't think it was just the Warren house. I think there was something else that he bought specifically had, you know, other owners of it had died. And people believe it's because it's haunted. Maybe it was just the house.
Oh, you're right. There.
Oh, he brought an original Annabelle doll.
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't Annabelle.
A collection of 750 haunted artifacts, including an Annabelle.
Wow. Okay. Well, Matt, can we review Matt's other charges, please, to pick back up from our last episode?
Yes.
Our last court session, I should say.
So back in the day, I used to get a new pair of glasses or new contacts, a new prescription, and then I would go years and years and years without re-upping it because it was so annoying to go and find a eye doctor and then go and find my contacts from a different place. It was just a pain in the ass. And so, yeah, I just basically wore expired glasses and contacts for as long as I possibly could before I absolutely had to go get a new prescription. But that all changed thanks to Warby Parker. Seriously, you guys, nothing comes close on quality, price, selection, and customer service. Once you buy from Warby Parker, you realize how much easier they've made the entire process. One of the things I'm absolutely obsessed with is their virtual try-on. You can actually go on their website and try on as many pairs of glasses as you can, and you actually get to see what you'll look like before purchasing them, which is so genius. And when it comes to quality for the price, Warby Parker is the absolute best. Honestly, it's not even close. You used to have to choose between flimsy, outdated styles or spending half your paycheck on something that you actually like and that's actually going to stand the test of time. But Warby Parker has completely changed that. Their prescription glasses start at just $95, so you can actually get quality and stylish frames at an affordable price. And Warby Parker doesn't just offer incredible prescription glasses. They have everything you need for happier eyes. This includes contacts, online eye exams. Yeah, you heard that right, people. You can get your prescription online. Genius. And they also have over 300 retail stores across the US if you prefer that in-person option. I have had a pair of Warby Parker glasses for years now that I'm absolutely obsessed with. You guys have DM'd me so many times asking which style they are. They are the Esme glasses. If you're wanting to match, you can. But maybe the best part about Warby Parker is the fact that for every pair they sell, they also give a pair to someone in need. They've distributed over 20 million pairs of glasses to people in need through its Buy a Pair, Give a Pair program. And Warby Parker is covered by major eye insurance plans. They make it incredibly easy to use. You just enter your information to see if you're eligible for benefits on frames, contacts, or eye exams. And if you are, they automatically apply them for you. So don't be like Kendall and go years without having good eyewear, okay, folks? See the world and all of its beauty with Warby Parker. Right now, buy one pair of glasses and get 20% off any additional pairs at warbyparker.com/sesh. That's 20% off any additional pairs when you purchase one at warbyparker.com/sesh.
Okay, so we already talked about the special needs helmet deal. But before, the reason that he even put out a quote-unquote apology is because he opened his special with a joke about a hostess with a black eye, implying she wouldn't have gotten hit if she knew how to cook.
Ha ha ha. What a funny joke that is, Matt.
Right.
So well, original.
When did this latest thing happen with Matt?
Was like
this
3 days ago or something?
So really dumb on his behalf to commit another crime right before
right
court.
Right before his court hearing when he knew he was already going to trial.
Yeah, you're lucky enough to have your session on recess and have to be rescheduled. And in that time, you're like, let me make this worse. And we are going to make it worse. Where should Matt go?
I think he should go to solitary confinement.
I do agree. I think we go solitary confinement because death row seems to just be our predator section.
Well, he could go to maximum security. Oh, no. Solitaire is worse. Yeah. Send his ass to solitaire.
Yeah. Solitaire. He's going to play solitaire.
You have to play solitaire 24/7. You're not allowed to sleep.
Sounds kind of fun. So question for our parole officer. What do we do when a room is full?
We just keep adding them.
We just...
Then they start having to share their rooms.
Okay, they get roommates.
Okay, sure. I was going to say you got to switch them around because...
Oh, you have to like make adjustments. Maybe we'll consider making
maybe, but some people just have to be in there.
Okay. Yep.
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 Okay, next we have Brian Peck.
Oh, God. I forgot about this.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't even think we need to like, there's not really a discussion. We
Child
know where
predator.
He goes.
He was the one that was in the hot tub with Ariana Grande, right?
Yes.
Being creepy as fuck.
Yeah. And I mean, he
no.
really sexually abused Drake Bell. No, that was Amanda Bynes.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Amanda Bynes. Sorry.
But it wasn't him that was
in the.
That was
I forgot about the other fat loser. Yes. Yes. No.
What's his name? Dan?
Dan Schneider.
Dan Schneider. He was the one in the hot tub.
No, this guy is a true child predator on Drake Bell. There was many accounts in the Nickelodeon documentary. Horrific. And I think he goes to death row.
Yeah, period. We don't even need to hear. We don't need to go over it.
Goodbye, sir.
Fucking die.
Death to all of them.
As in the words of Wendy.
All of my ops, they dead. All right, who next?
Next up, we have Cody Brown.
You're a fucking idiot.
Cody. All right, and what is his charges?
There's so many. Cody Brown, such a character. He's brought me so much joy, though, over the years. So much laughter.
You're like low-key kind of a, you like are fangirling in the court.
A little bit, because he's just so fucking funny, dude. Him dancing, like there are so many great moments. I wonder if Tom can put some in, just overlay of great
moments. Oh, the dancing. Moment.
The fucking dancing. He's just like, he's such an idiot that it has brought me so much joy. And Josh and I used to just get so high and watch this show and laugh. Like the amount of laughter and smiles Cody has brought me over the years.
Well, what are his charges, though?
Yes, let's hear the charges.
Okay, so charge was somehow having four wives and still making three of them feel single, clearly favoring Robin, and then acting shocked when the rest of the family finally had enough with him.
Mm-hmm. All his kids hate him. That's also one.
Yeah. He has also been accused by members of his family of emotionally abusive and controlling behavior and being absent from his children.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's just a challenging guy to be around and to live with.
And he's a bad dancer.
Ultimate cringe.
You know, Judge, I'm going to let you go ahead and take this one only because you're more familiar with this perpetrator. So.
I'm going to have to go with.
What?
I don't think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's also been accused of mishandling family funds.
Yes, he did. He fucked up. It was that damn Coyote Pass investment. Fucked everything up. You should have. The Coyote Pass saga went on for like 8 seasons.
I think I'm going to go ahead and hit Cody Browntown ASAP.
Oh, I would love reading.
Because
hit
I've been
Cody
looking
Browntown.
For something to like rot my brain with.
Oh, it's such a good brain rot. Especially the early episodes. It's so stupid and ridiculous. And then it just, amazing show. Horrible show. But you know what I mean.
Where is he going?
I think I'm going to just go with Gen Pop because I don't think he would be a danger to anyone other than people in his family. He was also on that stupid show, the Special Forces, and he wasn't mean to anyone in there. Or was he?
Yeah, he was.
I didn't watch the whole season.
He was towards the end.
What about?
He got a little crazy.
Nothing like that.
I just don't think he's as.
What about Work Release?
No, I think he's.
He deserves prison.
No, he needs more. He needs to be in prison. I don't think he should get work release.
I think feel like he's not... on the same level as Caleb Hammer and Vile. Like, I think he should be in Gen Pop.
Yeah, I think Gen Pop.
I'm going to jail!
I feel like the audience may have thoughts on that. Feel free to chime in. Because, like, my backup for that was Maximum Security. But I don't know. Yeah. I just, he's not as bad as George Santos, I think. And Julian Michaels, he wasn't like that harmful. He's just a big dumb idiot is the bottom line. So I say Gen Pop for the
dumb
idiot.
Stick him with the two other dumb idiots.
And that ruling is final.
He can go in the bunk bed.
Yeah, he can go to sleep.
Good night, Cody Brown.
He needs to catch up on his Z's.
All right, next.
Next. We have Lauren Boebert.
A recent report states that Americans own 46% of the world's guns. I think we need to get our numbers up, boys and girls.
Oh, God. Yeah. This. Did you see her latest statue? Oh, wait. No. Sorry. I'm sorry. That is Christy Noem. The other
statue or statute?
Statue. Statue with a horse in South Dakota. Anyways, that's Christy Noem, though. Not Lauren.
Okay. Yeah. Christy's a big fucking idiot, too. Yep. Lauren.
Go ahead. What are the charges presented today?
She got kicked out of Beetlejuice for vaping, filming, singing, and causing a scene.
And being
and also, wasn't she like trying to like hook up with her man?
She's being felt up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the security footage came out showing her and her date groping each other during the show.
Let's overlay some of that and remind us.
Yeah. Wore a Mexican-themed Halloween costume where she was dressed in a derogatory outfit and her date was dressed as an ICE officer.
Yep, remember that. That was last year.
Yep.
Those are my main... I mean, she's truly... She's got things... She's crazy with the guns. And,
she has horrible politics.
Yeah.
Horrible.
The politics are the worst of it all. I say... I don't think she qualifies for death row.
No, she doesn't.
I think my vote is solitary. I think she's worse than Tyra Banks.
Agreed.
And I think she's worse
than
Matt
Rife.
Well,
she's also in a position of power and influence, and she's making, she has the potential to harm a lot of people.
Yep. I think she needs to go to solitary. I think she could potentially take Kate Gosselin's spot and Kate could go to death row, but I think we have to wait until allegations are confirmed.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so she can share a room with...
Yeah, who are we putting
on? I say we put her with Nicki Minaj so the two of them can just idiots together and entertain themselves.
Put them in the MAGA cell.
That's the MAGA cell.
You're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning.
Our final one is Zach Bryan.
Oh my God, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the fuck, man?
All right, and what are the charges being presented?
He's been accused of emotional abuse, controlling behavior, and offering hush money to his ex-girlfriend to be quiet. That was Brianna LaPaglia or Brianna Chicken Fry.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic cheater of multiple partners, and tried to jump a fence to fight Gavin Adcock at a concert. He's never been arrested for a DUI.
Well, has he ever just, what is his run-ins with the law?
No, nothing really. A speeding ticket.
But wasn't he like an idiot to them? Like he was saying crazy things to the police?
He didn't comply and reportedly responded along the lines of, I'll go to jail, let's do it. Then he was arrested and booked in the Craig County on a complaint of obstruction of an investigation.
There is body cam footage of it, of him just being a douche, I remember. Unless I'm confusing it with someone else, I might be.
He was pulled over for speeding, stopped nearby, got out of his truck and approached the traffic stop. And according to the report, the trooper repeatedly told him to go back to his car and warned him that he was interfering with the stop. And then he was like, fuck off, I'll go to jail. Let's just do it.
Yeah. Okay. So.
He says, my bad. He said he was too lippy to the officer.
Would you like to try and do a 1-2-3 moment and see if we can get on the same page without having to try?
Hold on, I need to look at the other people that we have going on here. Yes.
Okay, really quick to clarify, the money he offered, $12.9 million
to
sign a an NDA.
Yeah.
To Brianna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. We do not like that.
Also, allegedly, he was... he was abusive towards her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ugh. That's ugly ass.
This looks like a Lego.
Yeah, he literally looks like a fucking block man Lego.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
All right, I'm ready. Are you?
Okay, yep.
Three,
one,
two,
three.
Maximum security. That felt good.
Mm-hmm. Now I feel like we have a real understanding of our prison and where people belong now that we've really built it out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be ready for whatever else comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to do another round of this one.
Let us know who else should be charged and go to our prison.
Who would you like to see come to our court?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll have to expand the prison.
The prison.
We may need to do some renovations.
I was going to say, you might need to add some extra cells or something somehow.
Yes.
We have a lot of fucking... felons in this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of perpetrators.
Community. All right. Court is officially adjourned. All right. And we are back. And as I am looking at our document here, the first thing I'm seeing is blowjob with a link. Sydney, can you explain what this is?
That's just the QVC.
Oh.
That was like, maybe we would mention it.
Yeah.
Probably not, because I was sad. I thought it was hilarious. And then on Saturday, you were like, everyone's already seen that.
Well, yeah. I do think it's hilarious. We can still show them. I was just saying, like...
No, I think everyone's already seen it. It's old news by now.
Why not? Come on. There's probably people who haven't seen it, and they're going to be sad that they have to go look
this
up. Okay,
thank you.
Okay. Blowjob it is. I was like, what is this link? Do I want to know?
Yes, you do.
It's patterned. Again, it looks like you went and got a blowjob at your blowout. At your salon, and it looks beautiful. All right, so here's what's happening today. We're having a huge beauty sale. Everything ships
around
to you for free, but that goes away at the end of the day. I will remind you that this is a one-time only price, where the price goes up at the end of the show, not the end of the day. So wait.
Dude, it is cracking me up that all of them are just wearing these wigs, too.
Oh, my God. It's so good. The fact that this is real is awesome.
Hey, I'm going to say, though, those wigs look good. Don't agree? Like, if that's the look you're going for, they look pretty good for wigs. I'm not saying I want one, but, like, that's a nice wig.
Yeah.
That reminds me of what, like, all of the hairstyles were for our moms when we were kids. I mean, not my mom.
I'll
or your
say
mom,
not my
but, like,
mom.
Tons of mom, like the carpool moms in my neighborhood.
The carpool moms.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the classic first gen Karen haircut.
Yeah. It's just a little bit of an upgrade.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Kate Gosselin.
Mm-hmm.
She invented that haircut.
Yeah.
She really did. Popularized by Kate.
All right. So that was the blowjob link that you were wondering about.
Thank you so much for that.
We also have Florida news, guys, which we haven't had in a while.
It's time for Florida news.
Mm-mm-mm. So a steakhouse in Hollywood, Florida has been getting a lot of attention recently for hosting a monthly nude dining night where guests can eat a full 5-course dinner completely nude.
It's like a nude beach, but nude. And at first when I saw this, I was thinking like the whole restaurant is nude.
Oh.
And I was a little like, whoa, that's crazy. You can just come in. Like, how does this work?
Right.
It's interesting. This is just a private situation for you and your party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the restaurant is called Class Soiree Steakhouse.
Okay. That is a badass name.
It stands for Culinary Luxury Superb Service.
No, and you can't put in class.
And. Right.
Culinary Luxury and superb service. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Someone really was proud of themselves when they made that up.
Oh, yeah. They thought they were
like, check this out. Now, the first one happened in early July, and they're doing it on the first Monday of every month. Monday is nude day.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting day for this. Now, the first dinner only had 10 people, and that's 10 of in the same party, right?
No. So you have to make a reservation. So you could be sitting with, other people, but you have to make a reservation.
So my original thought was, right, I misunderstood this. It's not just your party. You could be seated with other random people naked.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That changes things for me.
But you have to make the reservation to be naked.
Of course. That does make sense. But it is kind of like a nude beach.
Yeah. Well, it grew by August 3rd. There was around 20 people.
Damn. 20 ball sacks or 20 cooches. You never know what you're going to roll into. Never know what you're going to see.
I'd rather have 20 vagines than 20 balls.
Yeah. I think I could do a nude dinner with 20 women for sure.
Like, I just don't really want to see balls.
No. I'm very uninterested unless they are my husband's balls. I really don't want to sit, and especially while I'm eating. Honestly,
even
my husband's
then, I'm
balls,
like, not really. I'd rather see you naked. Like, just balls in general are just not really my vibe. Personally, I'd
the
rather
male
see
genitals
female.
Just seem like they were just like smacked on there versus like they the vagine is like
crafted.
Handcrafted beauty. But
yes.
It's like, this will fit with it. Yeah. Feels like it was an afterthought to the vagina.
For sure. As it should be. This summer has been one of the hottest summers we've ever had here in Colorado, and I feel like it's been one of the hottest summers we've had in this whole country. And so I need things that are going to be breathable, lightweight, not sweaty. I don't need swamp ass, and I don't need swamp boobies either, okay? And thanks to Skims, I don't have to have either of those because they make the best bras and underwear, the ones that support you, that are cute, that are comfortable, but allow your bits to breathe. Specifically, anything from the Skims cotton collection is so, so good. Their Skims cotton rib tank is one of my favorite pieces I reach for all the time because, again, it's really easy to wear. You can dress it up, dress it down. It's breathable. And I like wearing my Skims bralettes under it because, again, it's breathable. It's lightweight. It keeps you cool while also keeping you comfortable. You guys have heard me talk about Skims a million times. I truly have been wearing their stuff for years and years. I wear their stuff every single day. That's not an exaggeration. I have a Skims bra on right now. I'd show you, but then I get demonetized. But trust me when I say I love Skims. Everything that they make is such good quality. Their loungewear is unbelievable. It is the best loungewear I have ever worn, hands down. I also love the fact that all of their stuff washes really well. I have washed my bralettes a million times, and every single time they come out of the wash, they feel brand new. The elastic doesn't stretch out. They still are very stretchy and comfortable, and they don't tear, they don't pill. Cannot recommend them enough. They are such great quality. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast in the survey, and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
So this restaurant is owned by Chef Murad Ali, and he said that the whole idea started after a nudist group specifically rented out the space in the restaurant for a private dinner, and that went well. They were like, this is fucking great. So Murad started offering these nude dinners as a regularly occurring event. My mouth is not working.
Regularly occurring event.
Now, apparently, nude dining wasn't even the first idea they had. Murad said the original idea that they talked about was a marijuana dinner, which is not a very uncommon thing. We have got a lot of that in Colorado. Right. Yes. Yeah.
Which is why he couldn't do it, because it's illegal.
Yeah. So he said, oops, that's not going to work. So let's go with nude instead. Now, honestly, my first thought was, is that legal?
Did you just feel that?
No.
I think we had a mini earthquake just now.
No, we didn't.
You didn't feel
that?
We're
in Colorado.
So that happens.
Very rarely.
You didn't feel that?
No.
The ground just went like... Like, it felt
maybe
like
you
someone...
just farted.
Maybe you're having vertigo.
Did you feel it, Sydney?
I don't know. I didn't.
No, for sure. It felt like someone was, like, dragging a big piece of furniture right next to me. Like, the ground just shook.
Well.
Earthquake survivor.
You know what? We are next to the Lights Out studio, and it's... There are a lot of haunted items in there, and it's quite possible we might get the after effects. That was my biggest concern with being next to them. Sydney's scared. She's closing the door. So yeah, is it it must be legal to do these nude dinners. I mean, I guess if people are paying for it and you're not in public, technically, you're in a private space.
Well, it's so the reason it's legal is because not the like the workers are not naked. The only person that is that as far as I'm aware, the hostess is naked. Or
right, yes.
Maybe wears a robe sometimes, but
mm-hmm. when she's cold.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
When she's cold.
Now, Murad also said his mom was not a fan of the nude dinner. Absolutely not. She thought it was ungodly.
I find that odd because God made you.
Exactly.
Your beautiful body.
Right? Shouldn't we embrace what God gave us?
Right. So let it hang out.
It's our natural form.
Right.
Be free. But he basically said... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
But he basically said that even though she doesn't agree with it, he's running a business here, okay? Fuck what mom has to say. He's trying to keep the restaurant going, and this has been a big hit for them. He said, quote, but I'm unmarried, and business is business, and it's legal. So the fuck is the problem, mom? The price of the goods are up about 30%, and every market is demanding top dollar for their stuff. I have 5 long-term employees and 6 new workers, and they depend on me. And we depend on each other. This will make us last. I support it. Now, Murad also has a pretty impressive background, okay? After culinary school, he worked at multiple high-end restaurants and was even a private chef for celebrities like our boy, The Rock Johnson. You think he was peeing in the Voss bottles during the dinners?
Maybe.
Maybe he was. I wonder what Murad has seen.
Yeah.
I could see him being like, I'm not getting up from the table and wasting my time. I'm going to pee.
That's a little disgusting at the dinner table, in my opinion, but what do I know?
You know, you do what you do. If we have your own private chef, you kind of can do whatever you want, I guess. And I'm not accusing him of this because we have no idea if he ever did this.
Right.
But I imagine he would be quite difficult to cook for. I'm sure he's very particular about like his macros.
What's his diet, I wonder?
Maybe he's vegan. Doubt it. Doubt it strongly. Also, Lil Wayne.
I don't really know what else to say about Lil Wayne.
Remember when everyone was like, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne.
He went to Juilliard. Remember that whole thing? They were like, I remember it was a huge thing at our school that he's like the poet of our generation.
I'm about to get roasted. I think he sucks.
No, he does suck.
Oh, looking that's at his, a hot
at
fucking
the time,
take.
Though. At the time,
no, people
it was
say
fire.
He's one of the greatest rappers of all time. Like, he will go down with, like, Tupac, Biggie, like,
I disagree
ass.
With that strongly. I think he's impressive as a business force in the rap world with Young Money and everything, but
sucks.
I do not think
he's talented.
I remember listening to his lyrics when we were in, like, high school and thinking, like, these are fucking fire. His alliterations, like, life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. I was like, whoa!
That's some Taylor Swift-ass lyric.
It is. All of his lyrics are, like, Taylor Swift-ass lyrics. And I will stand on that opinion. I don't care what people have to say.
Okay, good. I'm glad you agree, because I thought I was going to be roasted in this
no,
house.
I completely agree. Me and Josh talk about this all the time.
He's not good.
No.
Anyways,
he has some songs that are like better, but his especially like his most popular stuff, it's like, God, we really thought this was
a Millie.
Okay. But yeah, he used to work for The Rock and Lil Wayne before opening the restaurant. And WPLG Local 10 News recently interviewed Murad and also Toshiba. And we'll explain who she is in a minute. But her full name is Toshiba Hart, and they interviewed them right before the August 3rd dinner. Now, Toshiba is actually the person who is running the new dining events. She deals with the ticket sales. She manages the restaurant's social media, and she does a little bit more. We'll tell you about that later, but let's go ahead and watch the news coverage on this. I love some local Florida news. When I was a kid and I would stay with my grandpa in Miami, it was like a special treat to be able to watch the Miami news at night. After my grandpa went to bed, I'd hit up like the 10 o'clock news. Fucking nuts, the shit on there.
I believe it. Miami's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It was so fun.
I love Miami.
Only on 10 tonight, a new restaurant experience is stripping away, emphasis on stripping away the traditional meaning of fine dining.
That's a good one.
A five-course meal is on the menu, but clothes are not.
Wow, that's good.
Hollywood with an exclusive look inside. Jeff, give us the naked truth.
Hey there, guys. I guess this gives new meaning to I just don't know what to wear when I go out tonight. In about 90 minutes from now, customers will go inside this front door right here into this steakhouse for a unique dining experience. Naked dining. And it's legal. Or is it?
Oh.
The fillets are fully dressed.
Let's do a new dinner.
The diners.
How many puns can they fit so in here?
Much. They disrobed pretty much here.
Class Soiree Steakhouse is the talk of the town
on social
media, not just because of the menu, but for what's not on it. The customers, that is. Clothes, none.
Is it choosing socks off first, or how does it work?
Well, we have a bathroom here.
Murad Ali is the chef and owner. He came up with the once-a-month concept to get new business, to generate some buzz. And Chef Ali says there is a market for this. And if you're saying, what? Are you kidding me?
What do you want to say to those people who say that?
Please allow people to express themselves at our place.
Legal? We'll go there before we're done here.
Do you find yourself staring at people?
No.
Ew! Get your mind out of the gutter.
Tonight, the chef expects about 20 people, men, women, some single, some not, all of them nude. Toshiba Hart is your hostess.
It's more so of a gathering to get to know people, new people in the city, in the lifestyle.
Will you cook in the nude?
Get to know them good.
No.
Now, there's no touchy-feely stuff going on at the table? What about that? Somebody gets friendly.
I love this guy.
What's the story?
That's French for no.
Period. That's all you need
all
to
right,
say.
That's what the chef says, that no funny business goes on. We did check with the city. All of this, by the way, is perfectly legal for a couple of reasons really quick. Number one, the staff has to keep their clothes on. Only the customers can be naked. And number two, all of the windows here, you can't see in or out, so there's no peeping. Jeff Dedarian, Local 10 News.
Okay, Jeff, wait, because his reaction when you said, do you cook in the nude, was no. But so then why do a restaurant in the nude?
He says, look, he's just trying to accommodate people that, you know, come in and spend money. He says, look, running a restaurant is tough. He needs to find new ways to get new people in. It's perfectly legal. He says his restaurant is clean, following all of the laws. People come in. As soon as they go through that front door, Nicole, they start taking their clothes off right away before the appetizer is even served.
I'm sure they have a lot of Clorox wipes around the restaurant.
Oh, my God. Settle down, lady.
This lady's irritating me. Birthday.
Oh, good job,
there you go. There you go, Calvin.
Okay, I've had enough of you.
They're like, people are farting on the chairs. Bare butted.
I think it's worse than that.
Coochie juice on the booth. Oh, no. Get the Clorox wipe. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I really have no
qualms.
Yeah. Would you do it?
Yeah, I think I would. If I wasn't alone, though, I'd want to do it like with someone else. I think that'd be hilarious. Like, I would do it with you.
I would do it with you. I would do it with Sydney.
Yeah.
Like, the three of us.
Yeah.
Great time.
I would do it.
I would definitely do it with Josh. I think it would actually be kind of romantic and hot. I think I'm, like, into that idea. But I'm not into the idea of other randos being there.
So what I'm gathering is that I might just have a nude dinner at my house.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
They should have, like, a restaurant like this where you can book a private room. There's a bunch of little
and
private
rooms. And
you would
do that?
I think I would, yeah. I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'd probably get a little self-conscious about the waiters. I don't know.
I don't think I'd give a shit.
I think they've seen so much. It's like going to the doctor.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I would do it.
Oh, my God. The worst thought just came to my head.
What?
A Lil Wayne lyric, because we were talking about him. Remember, fillet that puss.
It popped in.
Truffle butter.
It needed to come out.
Truffle butter. Oh, God, that song was so sick. That was Minaj, too, huh?
Yeah.
Truffle butter.
Anyways, the tickets for the event are $150 for women, $300 for couples, and $250 for single men. single men are charged more because they're trying to keep a better balance between men and women at the dinners, which makes sense.
Yeah, I like that. I support that. Yeah.
And the crowd seems to be pretty diverse. Murad shared that they've had business professionals, chiropractors, married couples, and people who just wanted to try something different.
Also, I think it's so funny that chiropractors is randomly in that list.
Like, right.
Professionals, married couples, people who just want to try, and chiropractors.
Yeah, I guess, you know, like they said, the guests show up, they're wearing their clothes. Once they're inside, they take off their clothes. And before their first course is even served, they're undressed.
If they want to, they can take them off at any time.
Yeah.
You could just not.
I think you should. If you're there.
It's a waste of your money, right?
Yeah, I think
you're paying for the experience.
Well, I also think it's kind of weird if you're going to be there without.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to wear clothes, but then you're going to be around people who are naked. Like I wouldn't be comfortable. There, you're right. Just there to be a peeping Tom.
Totally. Yep.
But yeah, the restaurant's tiny. It's only about like 500 square feet. So there's not a real dressing room. They basically have a coat rack and a bench where people leave their clothes.
They also have a security guard outside checking tickets before people are allowed in.
Which is good.
And they do provide them robes. So you can, keep it on for a little bit if you want. And that way, no one's wearing their clothes they came in with.
I guess that's true.
And it's still like a little bit
more
relaxed. But you can take them off when you feel comfortable. So it's not you're forced. Be like, get naked as soon as you get in here.
Sure.
Better be naked by the time the steak is here.
Filet de pussy. Filet de pussy. Ew, what does that mean?
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. This is why Lil Wayne sucks.
Yeah, not impressed.
Murad also said most people don't even end up using the robes. And if they do, they usually take them off at some point anyway. But people can choose how much they want to undress. Totally optional. Murad also shared that at one of the dinners, one of the women was fully nude while her husband just kept his chains on.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
I mean, maybe it was more something she was into and he was trying to be supportive, but he was uncomfortable. Maybe he has like some insecurities.
We all got insecurities, sweetie.
Well, think about if it was the other way. If the man wanted to go and he was naked and the woman was like trying to be supportive.
Fine. Social justice warrior, fine.
Okay. What would you think like if your husbands wanted to go do this?
By themselves?
No, with you, but with other people.
I'd be fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
No, it wouldn't bother me at all. I would literally go to like a nude beach with John. I think that'd be fucking
same.
Awesome.
I'm very confident in me and Josh's relationship.
Like, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I just would feel, I think, uncomfortable looking at other people nude.
Can't relate.
I feel like a lot of the crowd there is probably older people too in Florida. Like, it seems like a lot of older people are the ones who
imagine if
like
your grandpa's there with
stuff.
His like saggy nuts.
I know, like, what if you lose your appetite because someone's just looking
nasty?
Yeah, or like they haven't. I don't know.
But apparently they have good. It's not just a nude restaurant. It's like a fine dining experience, man. They got fucking lobster tail. They've got grass fed filet puss. They've got vegetable spring rolls, truffle mac and cheese, truffle butter, but truffle butter.
They should have called that the truffle butter mac.
Mashed potatoes, beignets with ice cream for dessert. I mean, let's go. Also, you're given a lap towel and seat cushion.
Okay, so then this woman about the fucking Clorox wipes can shut up.
Now, I will say, I do hope that the cushion has a, you know, like one of the, like a
washable cover.
A sanitary towel.
I'm sure it does. Or they just wash all the towels after the cushions.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seems like a man of integrity. I feel like he's operating this very well. And he's smart. Here's a look at what the most recent new dining event actually looked like. Obviously, they won't be naked. Don't be scared.
Whoa. Oh, did he
eat?
Oh, Alex Bomb.
Oh, French onion soup. Yes, please. Oh my God, now I just want that for dinner. Where can a girl find a good French onion around here? In a spring roll?
I can tell you.
Okay. Whoa, that is fully a titty.
Wait,
that is fully a titty. Yeah.
Okay, we will have to.
How is this online? That's horrible.
Horrible?
Yeah, they're literally exposing someone nude. What? That was a full-ass areola, dude.
You saw the areola?
Oh, yeah.
I thought the sticker was on top
no,
of it.
Wait,
no. Play it again. Play it again.
Look at the top of the screen.
Wait.
Oh, wait, no. No. Go back more. Wait, did the lyric just say that pussy? I know you smell it. Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, before the
okay,
video.
That's it. Play.
Okay.
Look, right there.
Oh, that's a little bit. They tried to cover it up. They tried
Bro,
to cover
that is
it up.
Horrible.
Tom's going to have to work on that.
Yeah, but what the fuck?
I was too distracted by the beignets to notice that. Looks delicious, though.
That actually looks fire.
Okay, I'm going to.
Wait, stop. I'm dead. I know you smell.
He literally couldn't have picked a better song.
Like, we're serving fish tonight, fellas.
This is on the restaurant's Instagram.
Shut up. That is bad.
I think Toshiba posted it, but they have
maybe
it,
it's
like,
her move. Maybe it's her boob. She gets naked too. Which
yeah,
is another question I have.
Yeah, but. Okay. Anyways, whatever. Beyond the new dinners, he also offers different restaurant experiences like romantic dinner in a movie.
Oh, cute. I love that.
Yeah, it's private dining room for two with
it's
private
like the
chef.
Cinema grill, but better.
Champagne, candles, dozens of roses, popcorn, and a movie shot on an 85-inch TV.
Okay, Tom, tell me that's not your dream date.
What? Sorry, I don't
he
know
will be telling me.
No, he's going to pop up something. It's like, yes, that's my dream date.
Support from today's episode comes from one of my favorites, something that I use all the time, and that is Square, the business platform that helps sellers become neighborhood favorites. Whether you are gearing up for busy season or just trying to keep up with the everyday demand, Square keeps your business running smoothly. Everything from your payments to your POS, to your online orders, your inventory, your staff, more all in one place. So you can focus on your customers and not your to-do list. Are you ready to grow or to streamline how you run things? Square is offering listeners up to $200 off of Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/sesh. Again, that's square.com/go/sesh. Start with Square and build a setup that grows with your business. Pretty much everyone that I see for my beauty appointments uses Square. My lash tech specifically introduced me to their app. It's called Square Go. And I've actually been able to find some other local businesses through the app. So it's great for marketing as well. And I'm able to have all of my appointments. I'm looking at them right now. I've got them set up till December because I'm crazy. But I can see when they are, what time. I can schedule my appointments on there. Obviously pay. Everything is nice and easy, user-friendly. It's really a great experience as a customer. I've also been on the other side of it selling merch using Square at events. Just excellent. Can't recommend it enough. Square is just so awesome. And Square works whether you're just starting out or growing from one location to many. You can sell online, in store, or both, and customize your setup as your business evolves. It's built to support different kinds of businesses, not to force everyone into the same mold. Square helps you run your business more smoothly. Bring payments, operations, and insights together in one place so you're ready for whatever's next. Right now, listeners can get up to $200 off Square's hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/sesh. That's square.com/go/sesh. Get started with Square and build a setup that works the way you do.
Yeah, I mean, would you do it? I would.
Yeah, I would do it. Just me and Josh, though, or me and you guys. I think it'd be fun. I'm glad that you get a little, like, a little napkin if you start being like, I'm a little exposed or, like, feeling, I don't know. But it just sounds awesome. Yeah, so even the mayor of Hollywood, Josh Levy, was asked about the whole thing, and he said he and his family has eaten at this restaurant for years. They're big fans, and when asked about the new dinners, he said, quote, if there's a market and the shades are drawn, hey, different strokes for different folks. Period. Josh Levy. He also said, you probably won't find me there on the first Monday of the month. So he's not into it for himself. It'd probably not be great.
Yeah,
someone else
say,
would
that's
be like,
not
check
great.
Out the mayor!
Yeah.
So my question is, we know that Toshiba gets naked for the events. I thought in the news clip they said it is illegal if someone who works there is naked.
I don't. What I'm getting from that is that she, like, she just manages social media. Like, she's there running. I don't know if she's being, like, paid
Okay. She might not be.
What, she's like a contractor, so there's a loophole, maybe.
That's what I'm.
She might not be a employee of the restaurant.
I see. Okay. All right. Pretty cool. Would you go? Let us know in the comments below.
Or have you gone?
Oh, yeah. If anyone's gone, I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Maybe some of you have. Maybe one of you guys can do some boots on the ground journalism for us and tell us about it.
But I also cannot believe they had a full ass areola on their Instagram. That is not good.
Yeah.
You should not be allowed to have your phone there. I think that's a little sketch. They need to you should be signing some sort of waiver and not allowed to have your phone.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree with that. Phones need to be left. But I don't know if that's what that was. It's possible that that was just them testing it out and making social media content. It was just employees or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was I don't know, though. Maybe it was.
Regardless, why the fuck was there a full areola on Instagram?
And why is Instagram not taking that down?
That's what I'm saying.
And the asshole is... Okay, so this segment is going to be kind of interactive Am I the Asshole unfolding now with videos, pictures, not just anonymous names. These are real situations that Sydney has curated from TikTok and maybe other places too in the future. But we've done so many things like this where we have a situation here and we need to decide who is the asshole. The asshole is blank.
To be determined.
So we're going to put out the situation and you guys can also chime in with your thoughts on who is the asshole.
Perfect.
Okay. And the asshole is... So this is some more viral wedding TikTok drama that we can get into this week. The whole thing started after a bride's brother, Billy Russo, posted a video calling out his sister Catherine's makeup artist. And her name is Alexis Keller. Okay, so this is really the options for the asshole are Billy Russo and Alexis Keller. In my opinion, I don't think the bride qualifies for asshole possibility. Yeah, no. Now this video has over 7.3 million views and people are very opinionated on it. So
shocking. The internet has an opinion.
Mm-hmm, can't believe it. So in the video, Billy explained that Alexis had sent Catherine an email just 1 month before her destination wedding in Montana. Beautiful place to have a wedding. From pictures I've seen, and Janelle is sneezing.
Oh, sorry. That was a horrible time. Sneeze. Yes, Montana is stunning, although it looks a lot like Colorado.
Yes.
Have you been to Montana?
No, I haven't.
It's very pretty. Beautiful.
I really want to go. Yeah, I guess you've been to
it. I have been to Montana. Yes, very pretty.
You normally hit up what? Butte?
No. I've never been to Butte.
Wait, where do you guys go?
I went to Bozeman, I think.
Oh.
I don't know. I've only been once. My stepmom goes all the time. She's from there.
That's what I'm saying. Where is the small town that you guys...
Oh, Butte is where they grew up.
Yeah.
But they don't go there really.
Oh, you've never been there?
No.
Oh. But yeah, so she sent an email to her a month before this destination wedding in Montana saying that she would have to cancel unless Catherine could pay her more money. Now, why was that the case? Just wait till you hear why Alexis suddenly said she needed this extra money. Let's watch Billy break down the whole situation. And I gotta say, I do love a brother standing up for his sister. Very sweet, very sweet. Now, Billy Russo here, he has 16.9 thousand followers. He says he's building the best outdoor spaces in Texas. Ultras, family, America, and Jesus.
Ain't nothing sweeter than that.
And I love how he's holding his drill, a gun, mm-hmm. with his cowboy hat.
Because he's
wouldn't
building
expect anymore.
He's building things.
Yes, I did get that. Thank you. All right. So here's his caption. Before we get into it, please tag, share, and repost. It appears the makeup artist by Alexis Ruby has blocked me. My sister's wedding is next weekend. I was simply hoping she would make things right, but by blocking me, it doesn't appear that's going to happen. So here we are, a video to provide awareness. Love the awareness. So another bride doesn't fall victim to this situation when booking her services. These words... for a wedding situation, awareness and victim kind of piss me off, not gonna lie. That's just so extreme. Okay. It's makeup. Not that I don't feel bad for her, but you know what I mean. Okay. Roll it, Sid.
So, my sister's makeup artist canceled a month before her wedding. This Miss Alexis is the one she had booked. And to give you a brief synopsis
on the situation, Miss Alexis.
She sent her a message saying, "Hey, Catherine, I have some unfortunate news. And I'm so sorry to deliver this a month before your wedding, but our Montana bride, the weekend before, just let us know she has to cancel her wedding. So it really leaves me in a pickle." This led to her basically asking Catherine to cover her travel expenses for more money, even though a contract right here was signed. And in that contract, it even states how if there is a cancellation of any kind, basically she'll keep the deposit. So I'm just wondering, why was that deposit not put towards, you know, the travel expenses for my sister's wedding? But long story short, my sister basically could not meet the terms of sending her additional money because she was already over budget for her wedding. So lo and behold, Miss Alexis is indeed in Montana.
We are one, just to let you guys know.
Dog.
I inserted another creator's like video. You'll see her in the corner, but it's just an extension of this girl, Alexis, like Instagram story that she had posted.
Okay.
So you're not confused.
Okay.
We're currently in Prey, Montana.
We have our bride's rehearsal today, and then tomorrow is the wedding. I'm going to be spamming y'all with all the content.
For that wedding, which appears wasn't canceled at all. And if it was put back on, my sister wasn't notified, which has left my sister still scrambling for a makeup artist. So I'm kindly asking y'all, please just leave this young lady a comment asking if she's going to make things right. I'm only posting this in my story right now. However,
please harass her.
I don't really have much hope that she's going to do anything at all other than continue to hide comments or maybe delete them or maybe block me. Yep, she blocked me. So I already intend to potentially blast dozens of trial reels if I have to and post a reel on my page basically going deep detail the entire situation pertaining to this because this is my sister. I love her to death.
That's
and I
cute.
Hate to see her distraught like she is right now.
I
so
do
I appreciate
love that.
Y'all for taking time to watch this.
Okay.
What's more detail, though, you could get into?
Probably just other random communications or, like, things that have happened before. Who knows?
Right.
I think we're good on the situation. We don't need to get that deep into this.
No. So let me read you the rest of this email that Alexa sent. So, like he says, that really leaves me in a pickle with your wedding. Flights were not yet booked, so unfortunately, in order for me to come do your wedding, I would now need flights and lodging. I did go ahead and look them up, and it was $480 for flights. Again, I'm so sorry. It is so extremely rare for a bride to have to cancel. It never crossed my mind of it happening when booking you. So as you can imagine, people had a lot to say in the comments, and Alexis was getting a ton of backlash, obviously. One person commented saying, "Who bets the Montana wedding was never canceled, and this was a money grab?" And someone replied, "Oh," and Billy replies, "That's my speculation. I believe she was offered more money for a different wedding and wanted my sister to pay more." Then another person commented, "She did something similar to my friend the week right before or the week of her wedding. Her excuse was she accidentally double booked that day and then canceled on her."
The plot thickens.
Which is fucking terrible business move, may I say.
So do you remember this happened to me at my wedding?
No.
It was a long time ago. I don't blame you. You probably forgot. But my makeup artist I hired 6 months in advance, she emails me like a couple weeks before the wedding and was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I double booked your wedding." You guys don't remember?
No.
So she sent her assistant who was terrible.
Oh my.
Remember how much she fucked
God.
Up my hair? My hair looked crazy.
Your
guys
hair
had to
did
tell
look
her.
Crazy.
She
yeah.
was like, you guys helped me get it to like a better spot.
Yeah, but your hair looked crazy.
It looked like I had a fucking bump it in.
Yeah,
hair.
It was insane. It and looked like Snooki.
Yeah. And I was not happy with it, but I was like, I'm not going to let this ruin my wedding day. I was in such a good mood. I was like, it's fine. But I look at pictures and I get pissed because I paid a lot for her. And she had this other woman come that just did not know what she was doing. She did. As soon as the other wedding ended, she like rushed over and she cleaned up my makeup and made it better. And because do you guys remember who did yours? Was it the assistant?
No, I think we did our own makeup. Janelle, okay. I think you were the only person that got your hair done, too.
Yeah, I got my hair done.
So no one else did makeup but me.
Yeah.
And it was this assistant who had no idea what she was doing. And she was just, you could tell she like doesn't even like specialize. I feel like it was just her random friend.
Dude, that's so bad.
It was really bad. And of course, at the time, and probably...
I think nowadays I'd be better when it comes to my wedding. But at the time I was like, it's okay. That's fine. And I figured whatever assistant she sent was going to be as good as her. So it wasn't until I was like in it where I realized like, this is bad. And this is after we had done a trial and everything.
That's so bad.
Yeah, not good. I mean, double booking. How do you fuck that up? Come on, get professional. Most people assume that if they're taking supplements every day that you're getting the benefits. Well, wrong-o. The reality is the vast majority of supplements have incredibly low absorption rates. It'll actually blow your mind, meaning most of what you're spending money on and taking never actually gets used in the body. Isn't that so fun to find out? I was actually blown away with that and really angry. Well, the absorption company is focused on fixing that problem with pharmaceutical-grade absorption technology designed to help nutrients actually work. Because no matter how powerful a supplement is on paper, it only matters if your body can actually absorb it, right? The absorption company is singularly focused on solving the biggest problem in supplements, low absorptions, because most supplements absorb at less than 16%, meaning over 84% of the supplements we take are completely wasted. 77% of Americans take supplements daily. We actually spend $60 billion a year on supplements, and yet over 95% of us are still nutrient deficient. Those supplements we're taking every day do not absorb well enough to actually work, but the absorption company uses cutting-edge technologies to make supplements with pharmaceutical-grade absorption up to 149 times better than standard supplements. Absorption is the one thing that affects all others. No matter how powerful your vitamin D, your magnesium, or any other supplement could be, it only works if it absorbs. Now, I am taking the absorption company's magnesium. I've been taking magnesium for years, and I never really got the full effects of it until I started using the absorption company's magnesium, and now I'm sleeping so much better, which is very needed in this time where I have a four-month-old baby. Whether you're looking for WLP-1, magnesium, berberine, CoQ10, or dozens of other science-backed supplements, start taking supplements your body can actually absorb. Go to absorbmore.com and enter code SESH at checkout for up to 35% off your first order. That's absorbmore.com. And enter code SESH at checkout for 35% off your first order.
Well, another person said she literally ghosted me on the day of my birthday party last year. She was working a wedding and didn't even tell me she couldn't do my makeup. So this sounds like a reoccurring theme for Alexis, okay? Mm-hmm. Now,
of course, those can't be confirmed. It is TikTok.
True. That's a good point. But of course, some people felt like Billy was taking things too far by posting everything publicly. One person commented, this feels like something that belongs in private conversations on social media. Instead of accusing her of lying, have a conversation with her to see what happened and then go from there. No need to publicly attack someone in their business. I hope this gets handled privately.
Which, there is more to that because it turns out, well, according to Billy, he responded saying a simple search shows it's obvious she's your friend.
Ooh.
Respect for sticking up for your friend. Your friend said a wedding was canceled, and then we see her at that wedding. Yeah, that is what makes this extra bad.
Yeah.
That you go to that wedding anyway, which she does have an excuse for that. Never heard anything from her until we called her out on her post. I left a comment that was not disrespectful, asked her to make it right. No response. Instead, she hid comments and blocked people. Very unprofessional. I said in my comment I would make this video if she chose to block and delete the comment. Instead, she emailed my sister some bogus stuff. So here we are. Made this video, and glad I did. Turns out there are many others who have fell victim to no-shows and double books from your friend. There's clearly a history here and a lot of unresolved private combos. That never happened. Thanks for stopping by.
I like that. It's kind of funny. Okay, so Billy ended up posting a follow-up video addressing all the comments and questions that he was getting after his first. Let's go ahead and watch that.
Okay, part two. There's several things I want to discuss in this video. And honestly answer a couple of common questions to clear some stuff up that are somehow misunderstood. But first and foremost, number one, the sharing of personal information. I have a screenshot here of an individual who shared the husband's name, phone number, business address, etc. Do not do this. I commented even below that I don't approve of this. That comment has been removed. If you've made a comment like that or going to, don't do it. Delete it. I just think it's such a scumbag move. The husband may not have even been aware of this entire situation, and I don't think his business should suffer, catch any strays due to this makeup situation. Number two, the refund. Oh my goodness, y'all. So nowhere in my first video did I say that my sister was not refunded. That wasn't even the purpose of the video. She was indeed refunded. I had mentioned the cancellation policy, and I was saying how the makeup artist had probably received the deposit from the quote-unquote canceled wedding, and I was just wondering why can't that be applied to, you know, the travel expenses for my sister's. Again, I'm not a makeup artist. I don't know about any of these things, but my sister has been, in fact, refunded, so that's not the issue here. Which brings me to point number three, was the actual purpose of the video. It was meant for two things, regarding the cancellation of the other wedding and how she was somehow there yesterday, and number two, how she didn't honor her agreement. She was asking for more money when a contract was signed and a deposit was made. So there's a lot of confusion regarding this timeline, but it's very easy, I promise you. June 30th is the original email sent claiming the wedding was canceled. The wedding and cancellation in question was August 1st. My sister's wedding is August 8th. We let everything rest, or I should say my sister has, for an entire month. It was obviously water under the bridge. She was still very upset until, lo and behold, she hopped on social media yesterday and saw this makeup artist at that wedding. And she was upset. Understandably so.
We have our bride's rehearsal today, and then tomorrow is the wedding. I'm going to be spamming y'all with all the content and the views.
Which prompted then this video bringing things to light, which has then created other comments and messages that I've received where there's similar instances where she's no-showed or double-booked, or there seems to be a history here. That's the purpose of the video. And lastly, number four, another common question, has my sister made a commitment to another makeup artist? The answer is she has been in touch with several people. She does have a trial set up for later this week, so fingers crossed, everything goes smoothly. We're so grateful for the amount of people that have been reaching out to help out, support, providing suggestions. It's been overwhelming, to say the least. Y'all are amazing. That being said, hope y'all have an amazing Sunday, and much love.
So after that, the first thing that Alexis posted in response was a screenshot showing that she had refunded Catherine. Again, that was never said, as far as, you know, her not refunding her, along with a screenshot of an email that she sent to Catherine addressing the backlash. And it said, "I'm reaching out because I've been receiving numerous negative comments from multiple social media accounts saying that I canceled your wedding for August 8th. At least she didn't say death threats.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to clarify the situation because that is not accurate. It's not an accurate representation of what occurred. When you booked me, the travel arrangement was based on my already being in Montana for another wedding the week prior. Like he explained, that was August 1st. Her wedding is the 8th. Because of her being in that other wedding, she says, I did not need to charge you for airfare or lodging for your wedding because I'm already going to be there. Unfortunately, the circumstances surrounding my August 1st bride changed unexpectedly. Although her situation was ultimately resolved, I am still able to travel for her wedding weekend. I am no longer able to remain in Montana for the entire week for your wedding on the 8th. My original lodging accommodations are no longer available, and extending my stay would now require me to cover approximately $3,000 in additional lodging expenses. As soon as I became aware of this change, I contacted you, and I offered to still provide services for your wedding if airfare and lodging could be covered." That's just crazy, though. $3,000 extra for a makeup artist? Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's insane.
"I completely understand that this was outside of your budget, and I genuinely regretted that the change in circumstances affected our original travel arrangement. At no point did I intentionally cancel on you or abandon my commitment. I worked to find a solution that would allow me to still be there for your wedding despite the unexpected change. I respectfully ask that the inaccurate statements being made about me on social media cease." Cease.
I love that use of cease.
Cease.
I'm sending you a cease and desist. Essentially is what she's doing.
Yeah.
On her own terms. She's like, me send cease.
"While I understand emotions are high, being publicly accused of fraud and canceling without explanation is damaging to my business and does not accurately reflect what happened. I truly wish you nothing but the best on your wedding day, and I'm sorry circumstances outside of either of our control led us to this point. Sincerely, Alexis." Following that post, she posted a video to TikTok sharing her side of the story. Now, this video, you guys, is 12 minutes long, and a lot of it is just her repeating herself and blabbing about stuff that doesn't even have anything to do with the actual situation. So, yeah, Sydney noted that the number of times she repeats herself that she couldn't afford to fly back out of Montana for Catherine's wedding is insane. How many times would you say, Sydney?
I would say 6 to 7. I mean, it was just so. And then she also brings up like her religion and how that she's, it's just
her religion.
Oh yeah, towards the end of it, like, she completely like lost the plot. Like, I
lost the plot.
Like, what was she saying about her religion?
She was just saying, you know, if like God has a plan for me, and if this ruins my business, then it's meant to be. Kind
I
of
love
a thing.
That so
like,
much.
Wow. Yeah. She's like, God's plan might be to tank my business for reasons I cannot understand. Okay. Well, Sydney did us a solid here, and she cut down.
Yeah, thank God.
A version of this that just gets to the point.
Yeah, I was going to, you know, if you guys wanted to, check out the full video.
No, please, God, no.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. So a lot of, like, what she said in that email, she reiterates in this clip, but she tries to give context around it, but it's...
How long were you able to cut it down to?
3:36.
Good work. That's not too bad. We'll
I cut off a lot at the end
because
it was so random.
Ugh. Okay.
Cried all the tears. I think I can cry. I'm clearly not in Montana anymore. I'm back home in good old Alabama. I want to address Billy first, but I mainly want to talk to my current and future brides. Billy said in his comment to his class that he thinks that I was still staying in Montana for the week and that he thinks that I was just asking the bride for flights and lodging just to get more money from her. Like, I'm a scammer. And that's not true. I still was no longer staying for the week. I did come to Montana. His sister asked why, when I knew I was coming to Montana, didn't I message Catherine? And the reason why was because from the very beginning, Catherine knew this as well, that I was staying for the week. And that is why I was not charging her for lodging and traveling. I don't ever not charge for lodging and traveling for a destination wedding. This was very situational. When circumstances changed, I asked Catherine to pay for flights and lodging. And she said it was not in her budget, and which is totally understandable. It's not in my budget either. Trust me, if it was, I would be there. I'm a mom of 4 and 2 bonus. And right now it's just not feasible. When I said something about $3,000 to Catherine, I did not mean that it was going to cost her $3,000. What I meant was if I were to pay to stay for the week, it was going to at least be just for lodging, cost me $3,000. I could return back to Montana for the weekend if Catherine was able to pay for my flights and lodging. I didn't even ask anything about a rental car. I was just going to do that myself. Billy was right in what he said that, you know, even though the circumstances changed, that was not Catherine's responsibility because we had a contract. I agree with him. A lot of makeup artists are, you know, young girls. They have a lot less responsibilities and a lot more freedom that I don't have. I have never no-showed a bride. I truly believe with my entire heart those comments are troll accounts or people that just love to see me fall. You know who I've no-showed is my children. That's who I've no-showed. I've never made it to a soccer game. I've never made it to my son's track meets unless they're on school days because all of my weekends go to my brides. I always show up for my brides. Current brides and future brides. I'm so sorry that this raises concern for you guys, but you have my word and you have my heart. You have nothing to worry about. I have had a bride cancel, just one so far. I've had 3 text me with concerns. You guys don't have anything to worry about. For the personal She's comments whispering. In Billy's video, those comments have nothing to do with anything.
Wait, pause. And, I thought for the person you were feeling, I thought you were drinking the Kool-Aid for a second. I was like, oh, hell no.
Absolutely
I thought she
not.
Got
no
you with the kids' soccer games.
No, I said, well, my thoughts on that is like, that's part of the career you chose.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
That's it.
And also the fact that you're like, I can't believe that some of you guys are concerned. Like, no shit. Look what you just did.
Have you ever found yourself opening the fridge, staring at it for a couple of minutes, staring inside of it, hoping that something will pop up for dinner tonight? And then you realize that there's just nothing in there, so you end up just ordering takeout or, you know, even worse, hitting a drive-through. Well, there are better solutions, and ButcherBox could be part of your solution for meal planning, healthy meals, delicious meals. And with ButcherBox, we know that we always have something in the freezer. This week, ButcherBox came in clutch for Josh and I because normally we do our meal planning every Wednesday and we forgot to last week. So We had nothing planned for this coming week, but we looked in our freezer and realized, whoa, we still have a ton of leftovers from our last butcher box, and we've got to use that. So we came up with three awesome meal ideas, got the rest of the groceries to go with them, and bada bing, bada boom, we're good to go. And our daughter is a protein machine. She has to have protein with every meal. She's just like her dad. So ButcherBox comes in handy for that. She loves their chicken. She loves their salmon. She calls it pink chicken. I mean, we gave her that name and she's been hanging on to that for years. I don't even know if she knows it's fish. ButcherBox delivers 100% grass-fed beef, organic chicken, and wild-cut seafood, and more, all sourced to the standards that they can actually tell you about. They've already done the research and made tough sourcing decisions, so all you have to do is decide what's for dinner. It's a little like having that neighborhood butcher that everyone wishes they still had. Someone who's incredibly particular about the quality, the sourcing, so you don't have to be. Every box is customizable, so you can choose the cuts and the proteins that fit your routine. Whether you're grilling with friends or feeding the family on a Tuesday, trying to avoid another expensive takeout order, you've already got great protein ready to go. If you're looking for an easier way to get great meals on the table, give ButcherBox a try. Go to butcherbox.com/sesh and get $20 off your first box, plus your choice of free ground beef for life or free chicken thighs or top sirloins in every box for a year with free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/sesh. Again, butcherbox.com/sesh. Be sure to use our link so they know we sent you.
What gets me is when she started whispering.
I promise I will let you down.
Some of them were such a lie. Sometimes I wish that I wasn't so kind. At one point, I felt so...
Stop! I wish that I wasn't so kind. You guys, is this what happens when you're just a really good person? You just have too big of a heart. Oh, you heavy soul.
Huh? Oh, God. That is good shit.
Okay.
That is good. God gives his biggest problems to his strongest warriors, folks.
Exactly what she would say. Yeah. Okay.
I felt so bad. I'm such a people pleaser. And I was like, Mom, you know, maybe I should just like pay for, you know, her hair and makeup. And
yeah.
Once I realized how evil these people are, it just no longer felt that way. This has all been for clout and for followers. Billy was reached
wait,
out to.
Wait, she's saying that's Billy and her his sister are the evil ones?
Yeah.
Girl!
You just
no,
really
she basically deadass was like, I was going to pay until I realized that everyone's evil.
I thought she meant like the commenters.
She did, but then she was like, this is all just for clout.
Yeah, well, she just said like Billy right after. Yeah. So it certainly sounds like she's saying they're evil.
They posted this for clout.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay.
But like, even if that's true, and the only reason they did post this was for clout,
which could be,
which is like whatever. But for your own business move, you should have just paid for it, because then you could be like, "Look, guys, I was able to still pay for their services or whatever." Like, yeah. I tried to make it up to them. Like, that's how you save your business instead of crying.
Yeah, I'd be like, "They're evil." Bad. Okay.
How people have been threatening other people's careers. They were commenting on my daughter's stuff. They went into 2017 of my mom's things. It has been such an evil attack, and this has gone so far. And people would comment things that had nothing to do with the whole wedding situation. Billy would say, ooh, DM me. At the end of the day, this had nothing to do with trying to make things right for his sister. And once he was filled in about that, he said, well, my video has 7,000 saves. I'm not deleting it. And that's when I knew. And I am so glad that I cancel that wedding. Those are not my people. I'm not okay, but I'm gonna be okay, because this will be for God's glory in the end. God is my defense. None of you, Billy, all of you being mean to me, you guys are silly if you think that you carry authority to end my career. God has the final say so. And if my career ends, it will be because he has something greater for me on the other side. I'm gonna leave all my social media public. I know I'm still gonna get hate, so you guys have at it, but I'm gonna be okay.
Also, the caption, she did end up deleting this, by the way.
Yeah.
But here's her caption before it was deleted. I will not be making any more responses. I will leave my social media open for you all to have at it. I'll be taking this time to unplug from my mental health. I forgive Billy, even though he's evil. She didn't put that in there. And those of you...
She says, in quotes, Aaron, parentheses, even...
Those of you sending
threats and hate. Oh,
here we go with the threats.
Threats and hate. Death threats.
She didn't say death threats, though, which is a little unfortunate.
Threats. She probably
I mean, I'm
does.
Glad she's not getting death threats. Let me clear the air here. Yeah. She doesn't deserve death threats, but we know,
you know
that we
the
have
a pattern would have been nice to go three episodes of death threats
right,
in a row.
Right,
mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm. Some threats and hate is what she said. Then she puts in a quote. Forgive them, Father, for they do not know.
You get my point now.
They do not know, Father. Only you and I do.
It's between you and I, Daddy God. Wait, what did you just say, Sid?
Now do you get my vibe with the? It was like a lot of the Jesus talk, like my testimony and all this kind of
right.
stuff.
Oh my God, yeah. Dude, unprofessional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they had the spirit of love of Jesus Christ within them, this evil would break their heart. Oh my God. I hate when people do shit like this.
That is just so self-righteous.
God. Yeah.
As
like,
if
only
like,
you.
The only people who are good are is if you're a follower of my God.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you just don't get it.
You could maybe be a good person and not evil if you knew what I know.
Right.
Because I am the only. Yeah. Me and my other Christians are the only people who have the answers.
Bunch of schools.
God, it's so sick. Okay, Billy, I hope all your following likes, saves, and reshares satisfies your thirst. You're craving from this world, but it doesn't please God. But when it doesn't please, no God can do for you what he's done / is doing for me.
Yeah.
# by Alexis Ruby. Now, the feedback was mixed, as you can imagine. A lot of
people.
I love
people. The top one.
Uh-huh.
Need a separate personal from business. Mama.
Separate.
Thank you.
Mama. Separate. Mama. Mama. Yeah, she's got, what, 6 kids, she said?
Someone says, I'm sorry going through this, but you had a signed contract. Correct. That's
exactly.
Legally binding. As a business owner, sometimes you have to take losses.
Yes.
One wedding should have absolutely nothing to do with the other.
I completely agree.
Preach,
with
mama.
This. Thank you.
Are you saying it to her? But also to you.
Also, okay.
You're also a mama.
I was going to Tammy. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know if she's mama, but.
Well, she is to me mama.
Okay. Well, Katie says, wait, I'm asking in the most respectful way. I'm curious how future brides can trust your word if you went back on a contract. Exactly. Why would you ever hire this person? I don't think this is a spiritual attack.
Yeah. You think?
I think people are just wanting to understand what actually happened. She said that in a very nice way. Hope says, you know, I wish people would give a little more grace. Humans are not perfect. Business owners are not perfect. Moms are not perfect. People seem to have no sympathy these days. Yes, you're in the wrong, but people go too far. Which, yeah, to some degree, I'm sure that's been the case.
Oh,
I don't,
absolutely.
I'm not referring to, I don't think Billy really went too far, in my opinion.
Yeah, from what I.
But like, I'm sure people on the internet.
Oh,
have.
Absolutely. Of course, it's the internet.
So.
What do you guys think, folks? Do you think that she's in the right to have canceled?
Oh, the wedding. Yeah. I thought you meant to be canceled.
No.
No, I think I completely agree with that one comment. That's exactly the way I feel about it. Like,
same.
You have to just take a loss, and it wasn't that much, $480. Like, yes, I understand you have a lot of kids, but like, this is going to damage your business more now because
absolutely.
You decided to do this.
You will ultimately lose much more money than if you were to have just ate the cost and
it's
dealt with it.
It's just so unprofessional.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's to randomly drop a cost like that on someone and then just be like, well, you're shit out of luck if you don't pay this. I mean, it was a contract. I feel like she could take her to like small claims court or something. I don't know. It's probably not worth
probably
it to do that.
It,
but
no.
Yeah, I think she really fucked up. And I think I like that the internet allows us in certain situations to be able to have a voice and hold people accountable. Like, what else would you have done about this before the internet? You can go and tell like other friends, you know. I was going to say post it on the Nextdoor app, but before the internet, like who would you
right.
do? You go to like the town square and be like, hear ye,
right.
bad makeup artist over here. You
right.
know, like it gives a little more power to customers, consumers, the others. And yeah, I support it. I think he didn't say anything bad. He didn't ask people to go attack her. And in fact, he said, don't do that.
Right.
Don't put out this public information. He's standing up for his sis, which I love a good big brother
yep.
or little brother. I don't know the situation, but
good brother.
supportive brother.
Yeah. Brother. I just think this was insanely poorly handled. And she is just out of control crying and making this about Jesus and calling them evil. Is next level.
That
dude.
Is just so, so tacky. You're a business owner. You don't need to call people evil because they talked about their
experience.
A bad experience with you when you royally fucked up.
Yeah. And this is the world we live in now, where if you fuck up, people have a lot more power and you can't get away with screwing people over as easily because they can go share it and it can damage your business. So think twice.
I have a question.
Bingo.
Yes. Why do you guys think, like, if the first bride clearly paid for flight and lodging, so she had a flight going back. I'm curious, she doesn't really explain what happened. Like, she said the wedding was canceled, but then it wasn't canceled.
Maybe they were, like, going to break up, and then they were like, never mind, we're going to get married.
But, like, how do you, I'm more, like, she had two flights. Like, what, it wouldn't have been, like, $400 or $3,000.
I do think it's kind of interesting that she didn't have the two brides split the cost. Like, if I was the other bride and I found out, like, my costs were all going to the second bride's wedding as well, like covering that's kind of unfair.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if you're coming out for two weddings, shouldn't that be split between the two?
No, I agree with that for sure. I don't really know how you, like, logically do that, because you can't ask them, be like, oh, you have another wedding? Like, well, then I want a discount.
I guess it's, maybe it was booked after. It'd be retroactively charging.
I'm sure it
charging.
Was.
So it's kind of like a bonus for her, but... Yeah, it just did not seem worth it to make it this whole thing. I'm sure she would have just paid the expense and held up the contract if she knew that this was going to blow up and damage her business. But this is how other business owners got to learn, too, that things are different now.
There wasn't ever, like, a clear explanation. Like, why didn't she tell her that she was going to Montana still? Like, even after potentially the other wedding was canceled, she ended up still going.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's
I see
weird.
What you're saying. Why didn't she let her know, like, hey, it's actually not canceled? Well, I think she was saying because she had canceled her lodging and then she had to book it last minute, which ended up being $3,000 to stay for the week versus whatever she was originally paying for. The prices went up to stay for the additional time is like my guess.
Yeah.
Just bad business move.
Yeah.
So question is, who is the asshole?
I think the asshole is Alexis.
And the asshole is Alexis.
You're just an asshole.
I think there's no question about that.
Absolutely not. I really don't think Brandon did anything wrong.
Yeah, he definitely did not. I mean, he straight up was like, don't harass her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the first video, he said, here's, like, repost, tag her, go to her page.
He did say that. But that's not, maybe he should have clarified, and that's a rookie mistake.
That's someone who has never been viral before.
He didn't know.
Doesn't understand the internet.
Yeah.
Or
he was in his mind probably thinking, like, go there and say, like, don't screw this girl over. This was unprofessional. Things like that, but not to make threats and be mean.
Yeah, but the second you ask someone to go to someone's page and don't clarify what you mean by that, the internet will just...
They'll go to the page.
For sure.
See, that's a lesson we've had to learn on my show when we send people to go to, like, after DAs and people in the true crime world. We used to send people, like, go! We were like, make them mad. Tell them that we're angry. But then we started clarifying to people, like, please be respectful, because we're much more likely to actually get results.
Right.
If, what is this saying?
Well, no one's going to
catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
Right. No one's going to take you seriously if you're just running around like a mad person with a pitchfork.
But I don't think that was his intention, so I don't give him asshole points for that.
Yeah.
That's true. Fair.
Agreed. So, yeah, I think Alexa's the asshole. Case closed.
Case closed.
We want to hear your guys' thoughts on that situation. Do you agree with that? Do you think they're both the asshole to some degree? Do you think Alexis is in the right and that it went way too far and that they're evil? Let us know.
I'm curious.
And if you can find it, go watch her full 12-minute. If you're really curious about her. Really.
Sounds like a fun thing to do for 12 minutes. Thank you, Sydney, for your service.
Your service.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope you enjoyed our first episode in the new studio. Woo!
I'm
so excited. I'm so comfortable here.
I feel like
so
the lighting happy. Looks so good for once.
I know. Oh, it's just,
we struggled so with the lighting comfy. In our old episode or our old set forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even in the original set, the blue couch set.
No, that's what I'm saying. Forever.
Even yeah. And the garage.
We've always struggled with the lighting.
Barn that we were in.
I feel like the lighting looks so good.
Yeah. This is literally the first time we've had good lighting.
And it hasn't changed. Oh, look at Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
She's just being so cute today. And the lighting's picking up her really well.
Yeah.
She's like shining, she's glowy shimmery. Fur. Mm-hmm. Yes, give him a shake.
Ma'am.
Shake yes, and shimmy. Now shake your booty. Booty.
Woo, Miss Maggie. Hi, Moo. All right. Well, that's going to be it for this week. What?
There's one more thing.
What?
I want to just share just like a fun, positive note.
Okay.
On Slack, I sent you guys this amazing video of this baddest bitch to ever live. We this need to end so with good. This. Okay.
Wait, was that real?
Yes, that's real. This woman broke a Guinness Book of World Record. She's 96, I believe. Okay.
Are you sure that's not AI?
No, it's real, dude. There is multiple articles on this. It's not AI.
Oh.
She's a real woman flying on the wings of a plane at 96 years old. Okay, so what you are actually seeing is called wing walking. She is a wing walker. She's a 97-year-old, the oldest female wing walker. Her name is Betty Bromage from Chettleman, England. I probably said that. Chettleham? I don't know. She has flown attached to the outside of an aircraft wing 6 times in her life, first starting when she was 87 years old. Now, the senior citizen broke the world record that she set 4 years ago, and she took to the skies again to challenge herself on Tuesday, August 4th. This just happened. Look at her.
That is so cool.
It's so inspirational.
Such a badass.
Would you even do this at... All right.
No,
I could never.
The fuck? Absolutely not.
Here's a great quote from her, okay? She says, "I'd just get bored of life otherwise. I can't drive, I can't see very well, and I get a bit frustrated. So I want to do things I can do," she told the BBC. I mean, love her.
That's, yeah.
I think it's Cheltenham. Sorry. Oh. It was hard for me to see. This time around, Bromage raised money for Cheltenham General Hospital after staff cared for her when she suffered a stroke in August of 2025. She just had a stroke last August. 1 year later, she's strapped to a plane.
Such a badass. Love her. Love her work. Fan.
And to beat her Guinness World Record, she had to spend 5 minutes in the air, which included takeoff and landing, per British outlet ITV. Wow. Seems so dangerous for her age. Like, I'd be so worried. She must have really had to sign some shit. And it appears the daredevil has already planned her next thrill-seeking adventure, telling Good Morning Britain, "If I'm still here in a couple of years' times, we might have to give it another go."
Period. You go, girl.
She's going to be doing this at 100 years old.
You go,
I fully
granny.
Believe in her.
Love
She's
her.
Beautiful.
She
wow.
is.
Wow.
She's so sweet. Love her.
I'm not saying I'm any different to anybody else, but personally, the thought of lying in the bed and not doing anything terrifies me.
Just an inspirational moment for you. We can
inspired.
Do hard things. I've been using that on Holly a lot lately. She gets frustrated with things, like if she can't get her like toys to do something or like figure out how to. Last night it was like how to twirl lo mein noodles, and I've just been saying you can do hard things.
It's true.
And it helps her.
You can.
We can do hard things. But that is going to be it for the sesh this week, you guys. This was so fun.
Woo!
And of course, we will be back next week.
I love this set. I never want to leave it. It's so cute.
I know. I'm so excited to record on all our sets this week.
Yay. Okay, that's it. We love you.
See you on the next
session. Chillin'. Keep it fresh. Goodbye.